Democrats face an uphill fight in next year's elections to, in this year's elections, Happy New Year, to maintain their narrow majority in the U.S. Senate. The races test the polarization in red states and the extent to which abortion rights resonate with voters. NPR's Susan Davis has this preview.
In order to win re-election, Montana Democrat John Tester needs to defy recent history.
Montanans pride themselves in splitting tickets, but you have to give them a reason to do that.
Americans are finding fewer reasons to do just that. In the previous two presidential elections, just one state, Maine, split tickets electing a Democratic president and a Republican senator. Tester and Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown are the two Democrats running in states where the Republican nominee, likely former President Trump, will likely win big again. If either senator loses, it could cost the Democratic majority. That's why Republican campaign operatives like Stephen Law, who runs the Senate Leadership Fund's Super PAC, are bullish about a takeover.
It will be hard for any of these senators in those states, these Democrats, to cobble together enough swing voters to put them over the top as long as we've got a credible candidate and we run an effective campaign.
Credible candidates and effective campaigns have eluded Senate Republicans in their quest for the majority in recent elections, costing the party seats they were favored to win in states like Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia. And that's partly why Michigan Senator Gary Peters, who's running the Democrats' campaign operation, says his party has a shot to hold their majority.
Normally, the most extreme candidate gets out of a Republican primary. After the primary, they're also damaged in many ways, and their flaws are quite apparent to the voters. And when given that contrast, we win.
But there are few bright spots for Democrats. Joe Manchin's decision to retire means West Virginia is all but certain to flip to Republicans. Democrats could maintain control of their seven competitive seats and still lose control of a 50-50 Senate if President Biden loses. The vice president breaks the tie in a split Senate. Jessica Taylor, an election analyst with the nonpartisan Cook Political Report, put it this way.
Democrats have to pitch a perfect game. There is no room for error.
Meanwhile, Republicans are almost entirely on offense. Democrats will make runs at defeating incumbents like Ted Cruz in Texas and Rick Scott in Florida, but they are, for now, long-shot bids. That means Law, a close ally of Mitch McConnell, will be able to spend most of the super PAC's projected $275 million war chest attacking Democrats rather than protecting Republicans.
With relatively little risk, it just means that the cycle is almost entirely upside.
The red state Democrats aren't without advantages. Tester and Brown are established, well-funded, and remain pretty popular back home. A recent Morning Consult poll had Tester with an eye-popping 61% approval rating. But being likable and getting reelected aren't the same thing, says Taylor.
Voters are no longer looking at a vote for Senate as a vote for the person. They're looking at it as a vote for who they want to control Congress.
Brown says his record as a progressive populist with his support for unions and worker rights still resonates in Ohio. He rejects the conventional wisdom that Democrats in states like his need to move to the middle to win.
Voters don't think in those terms. Pundits do, and maybe some reporters do, and maybe some of my colleagues do. But to me, it's whose side are you on?
With Biden's sagging popularity and a sour national mood on the economy, Democrats want to make the whose side are you on question central to all of their campaigns when it comes to abortion. Here's Tester again.
It shouldn't be the United States Senate telling a woman how to make their health care decisions. This is a little thing called freedom that Montanans value in a big, big way.
All of the Republicans running in the Ohio primary support a national abortion ban, which, if enacted, could supersede Ohio's recent referendum protecting abortion access.
Ohioans won't stand for, we voted for this, and these politicians who want to go off to Washington are going to repeal it.
Law concedes Republican candidates have to do better articulating their views on abortion or risk alienating swing voters.
They're going to have to spend campaign money to talk about it. They're going to have to deflect attacks and explain where they are.
Senate primary elections to determine those candidates begin in March. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.